I'm kicking off a statewide initiative to put a spotlight on the tourism industry.
Niagara Falls relies heavily on its tourism, and the industry took a huge hit when COVID led New York State to shut down businesses for weeks. But John Percy of Niagara Falls USA Tourism says there are some promising trends. Online inquiries are up nearly 200%, and hotel occupancy is creeping back up too.
May to June was a 58% increase in hotel occupancy. Granted, it is 66% down over last year in June, but again, we don't want to look at that because we can't control that at this present day. We can only control what we can do going forward.
While Niagara Falls typically markets its offerings to a worldwide audience, concerns for COVID spikes in other states have New York leaders shifting their marketing focus to fellow New Yorkers, encouraging them to enjoy a so-called staycation by checking out parks, attractions, and businesses within the state. Still, Niagara Falls, New York continues to miss an important source of tourists, Canada. Mayor Robert Restaino is frustrated that the border remains closed, even though New York's infection rate is only around 1%.
Yeah, the border mayors are having a constant conversation about what to do, and we've proposed different plans. None of them has gotten traction. We've tried to talk in terms of a regional approach to the border. Can we do some things that might be creative? Right now, I think the last report I read was that some 80% of Canadians support the closure of the border.
Restaino agrees with the Lieutenant Governor's assessment that if Canada had only New York State to worry about along its border, it could quickly reopen. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.